deplorable.
What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
My gosh, wow, it is March 14th. It's almost coming up on St. Paddy's Day there, everybody. And let me introduce my favorite leprechaun, Shady Groove.
It is 3:14, and I am here today with my leprechaun.
Yeah, no pun intended. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the MG Show, Brighteon.tv. We love you. Thank you very much for tuning into the MG Show. If you want to support us, mg.show/donate. Really appreciate you guys here on Brighteon.tv for our first hour. And we got all 2 hours going on Red State Talk Radio. Just use your spy device. Tune in to Red State Talk Radio, and you'll hear us live. And, you know, we also have our podcast and Rumble. What's up, Rumble? Are you ready to Rumble? Rumble.com/MG Show, Shady.
Wow, 9 a.m. on the West Coast. Welcome to the program, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We are shot out of a cannon here at the MG Show because we see the narrative collapsing. We see all of their little minions falling away and not able to hold together this very precision-based narrative that they've been articulating for decades and decades and decades, and all of a sudden, it's all falling apart.
It's all falling apart. And we got the bear back into the corner, Shady. I mean, this is a wild animal, and they will come out swinging and clawing and biting. And that's what we're seeing every day. Look at this, Shady. Nice FJB shirt, Matrix. Thank you, B-Fly. Top of the morning to you, says Cinnabar Bird. Moody Magpie says, Jeff, with respect, shocking Irish accent. Thank you very much. Good day. Mikey did not miss the time change. Welcome, Mikey, to the first hour, because you missed the first one yesterday. But I know you went back and watched it. I know you did. I know you did, because you love us and we love you. And then Song Babe with her good morning, children of the popcorn. I love it.
Hey now.
And Alchemist X says a bear backed into a corner. And then you got MAGA Cag out there. MAGA Cag, what's up, my brother? Leader of Cola. So we have a lot of people coming in right now. 555, 56, 57, 58 people watching live now. We're on True Social. True Social, you can find at Shady Groove with 3 O's. And on Twitter, same thing, at Shady Groove with 3 O's. I'm not there yet, but Shady, something interesting happened yesterday. I did another appeal on my at In the Matrix account with 3 X's, at In the Matrix with 3 X's, free at In the Matrix, Elon Musk, please. And I did another appeal saying, hey, a sitting senator basically, you know, put me on a list, you know, please reinstate my account. I'm a citizen journalist, blah, blah, blah. And it came back and says, we have received your request to have your account reinstated. We are reviewing a high volume of requests and appreciate patience, as it may take longer than normal for us to get back to you with an outcome. If this request is for an account reinstatement under our new criteria, please allow 5 to 7 days for us to review and respond. So, and before I got to that window, Shady, it was actually a CAPTCHA that I've never seen before where it said, please pick the picture with two of the same objects in it. And they were like little objects, and I picked it and I couldn't see. I'm like, oh, which one is it? But it said, thank you for proving you're human. And it didn't attach to my original case, which all my 500,000 other requests went to. So prayers up. I mean, the In the Matrix Twitter account will shatter the internet. You know, basically that account was put on a Hillary list back in 2022. 19 Shady Groove saying that we've been selected as we can change the narrative, allegedly. And that's because of all of you guys. I never thought I'd be here doing this with you today, Shady, but I'm proud, and I would do it all over again. I would do it all. The attacks. I mean, Shady, what were the attacks? A PAY trip. Then I was a pedophile with War Drummer. That was fun. Boy, I wanted to strangle some people, and I got pretty rude on the internet because of it. Then I was like in a cult of something that's not a cult. Shady, which one is it? Which one? Oh, red shoes. I wore red shoes. I mean, you know, the same trolls, the same people attacking me for the last, and you, Shady, for the last, what, 5 years almost? Since I said the word pesor on the internet.
You didn't tell everybody you rode the wooden chicken.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one. It was a rooster, not a chicken.
I sacrificed the Moloch, remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, and Warhammer is a shill, says Pastor Chatelet. What's up, Shads? Chatelet to you, my friend. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of these things, you know, happen to people on the internet, unfounded, without sauce, just proclamations, and then making up fake, you know, wrap-up smears. And that happened to me too, Shady. Paula C. Blades. Paula loves children with a child in the... That's weird. They have to tell you who they are. But, you know, it's interesting how they just wrap-up smeared me and made up... Like, oh, he has this foundation, and then tied a whole nother foundation to it. It's all fake. I thought these were anons in our movement that actually could do some research. And in fact, you are all here today because you understand that all that crap was garbage. Shady Groove. Wow.
Yep. 100%. They do understand that. And it's not the end of it by no means.
It's not. Kick Dreaming says, hit that thumbs up. Shady, we don't have Field of Greens, do we today?
Yeah, we do.
We do. Okay. I didn't know if we had it or not because that in our, you know, conference call with Fox News, Shady.
They approved this message.
You know, basically, guys, fieldofgreens.com. It's amazing. It's real. It's organic. It's a superfood. 5 full servings of vegetables and fruits. Where I don't have time to always, you know, eat right and eat healthy, you know, and this is my chance to do it. And I'm actually going back to the gym. I'm feeling pretty spry, and I love it. So if you want to lose those extra pounds, you know, science-backed formula to help you reboost your metabolism. And what it also helped me do is get to that gym. You know, it gave me the energy to get to that gym. And I'm only taking, you know, one scoop a day. They recommend 2 scoops a day, but I'm getting by fine with just 1 scoop a day. In fact, if I take it at night, you know, I might stay up too late. You know, not that I sleep very well anyways, but fieldofgreens.com, use that code MG show, guys. It helps us out. They're sponsoring this show. They're actually sponsoring this show. Just like you guys with the Rumble Rants, thank you so much. You guys with mg.show/donate. Thank you so much. Buymeacoffee.com. /MG show. Thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you, and we can't do it without fieldofgreens.com. Use that code MG show. We'll get you 15% off on your first order. And if you subscribe, 10% off on each order after that, Shady Groove. Fieldofgreens.com. Use that code MG show.
There's no greater threat than a healthy patriot. That's my comment.
Wow. Yeah. Healthy. Like, you know, and you know what? It's interesting too, Shady. You know, going back to the Great Awakening, when it actually started, which was, I think, before Q, remember when all the normies started saying, you know, Tea Party's taxed enough already? They kind of usurped the Ron Paul movement in a way, but they were somewhat awake because they were eating right. Organic and natural foods. And that helps your mind, guys. It really does. Fieldofgreens.com, use code MGSHOW.
Absolutely. Well said.
Yeah. And with that, Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage and we'll get down to business right after these words.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
And welcome back to the MG Show. We don't know when we really go out live because of our producer and this great countdown he does. But we love him very much. And he's turning red right now. Look at him turn all red right now. And we did get the ads out of the way, didn't we, Yeti? We got that done. You didn't have to hold up your sign. God bless you. We love you. Press 17 if you guys love our Wet Yeti, please. I mean, this guy is amazing. He comes through every day right here at the MG Show. We couldn't do it without him, and we won't. And with that, guys, you know, we need your help. MyPillow.com is amazing. Use code MGSHOW anywhere. 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478 is the number. But MyPillow.com/MGSHOW. And, you know, we couldn't do this without you. I mean, you know, we actually, you know, have a great team. We have a website. We have all these, you know, things that we do. MG.SHOW. If you're not familiar with the website, go check it out. The Arabella Dig is there. There's some blogs over there. You can watch us live from there. But please look at all those 17s for Yeti. Look at them all.
I know. How disappointing.
Yeah. I know.
No, I mean, that's not.
Wait. I mean, you know, the guy juggles you and me every day. It's like, you know, God bless him.
You and me together. We can do anything, Shady Groove, and we will.
We can do anything.
Trump went out to Iowa, everybody, the heartland of America. Yep. And he talked about farmers, guys, and he had a huge turnout. And this is him going to a local barbecue joint called the Machine Shed. I mean, check this out.
You're right about that. You're right a lot.
I know.
Take their picture. They're right.
We are right.
Come on, let's get over here. Hey, look at this. Thank you, sister. Come on over here, ladies. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're right about that.
I hear Joe Biden crying in the background.
Are you going to be there? Big crowd, I'm bigger than last year. I'm bigger than the guy that just showed up.
A lot bigger than the guy that showed up. He was talking about Ron DeSantis, Shady Groove.
Mm-hmm. Ron DeSantis is our new go-to. We got rid of the Omonius. It's just Ron DeSantis.
Oh, boy, I tell you. I mean, this guy's amazing.
Oh, my God.
I like her a lot.
What a great guy. And that's rare for him to be that close to somebody. You know, he doesn't like the germs and all that stuff, but that is an amazing man right there. That is a presidential person right there, Shady Groove.
Yeah, and the energy that he brought to Iowa was pretty incredible. Like the line was backed out all the way around the venue. There was also a big gathering outside of the venue where so many people were that were being very pro-America. You know, I mean, it's just really, really easy whenever you kind of boil it all down. But the reality of the situation is there's no one else who is pro-America as DJT is. And they can't fake that. You can't fake pro-America or America first.
Yeah. And did you hear him how he said MAGA? MAGA means make America great again. And that's what that means. It's not some weird cult symbol or saying. It is make America great again. It's just like when somebody calls you a truther, Shady Groove.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a MAGA Republican. Yeah, I'm America first. Is that wrong?
That's exactly right. And the rhino establishments are starting to attack him about MAGA as well. You know, so
yeah.
I think that going into the 2024 run up here, we're going to really see why Q was necessary to show you who Donald Trump was so you can avoid all of the mainstream media narratives left and right that are going to come his way, our way.
That's right. The man, the myth, the legend. Look, let's watch the energy that he brings, Shady Groove. This is the energy he brought to Iowa yesterday.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. To be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that light to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow. Wow. That's a, and he said, seeing all the people outside too. I mean, you can't get in. It's standing room only in these places, Shady. And he said he wish he would have had it at the airport so he could have got 50,000 people there, and he probably could have done it. And that's the sad reality that the rhinos aren't realizing, Shady Groove. This guy is the front runner, period.
I think they do realize it. I think that this is all cooperation with the left because they know that their little uniparty game is gone if Donald Trump wins the election in 2024. The whole uniparty game, everybody. You know, Donald Trump did not reinvigorate the Republican Party. Donald Trump created another party within the Republican Party, and the rhino class still trying to hold on to their territory. And it's slipping away from them, and they feel it slipping away. And the only thing they can do is make noise in the media because they can't stop people from showing up to support him.
Right. And then you got George Soros, wanting the DeSantis. You got the Pinkin, the pedophile Lincoln Project, and we can confirm that they are in fact pedophiles. And the one guy got convicted of being a pedophile. Remember that, Shady, from the Lincoln
Project? Yeah, the guy that started it.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. And then also, I fell off my chair when I saw this one, Shady Groove. Let me just, before we do this, here it is. It's post 4965, Shady, November 27th, 2022 at 8:01, 47 seconds p.m. Eastern. Anonymous says, Q&A? In time, Q. So guess what Donald Trump did at that rally?
What?
I can't. Guess.
Dinosaurs.
Q&A.
Unlike Biden, you can ask me whatever the hell you want. I've never seen anything like it. The other day they were asking questions and he was reading the answer off a teleprompter. I said, they've never done that for me. But we'll do some question and answers if you want. We'll finish up and we'll have a little fun. Okay, you can say anything you want. You can give me the worst, toughest, most horrible question. Who cares, right? Who the hell cares? For 7 years.
Pretty interesting. So that was interesting, too. And, I was watching it with Mama Matrix and she says, well, these questions seem like they were written down and pre-scripted. Well, they probably said, get your questions ready. We're going to have Q&A afterwards. Some people might have wrote them down. They might have been prepared, but could you imagine, and we'll go over some of those questions. Could you imagine if you asked any single one of these questions to any Republican or Democrat that wants to run for president? I couldn't imagine anybody answering it and getting an answer like that this man delivered, Shady Groove.
They won't because they can't. And they won't put themselves in a situation to be interfaced by just regular slimy people asking them questions. They only take questions from legacy media.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Let's go into this one too, because who are we standing up for? Who is Donald Trump standing up for? Who are you standing up to, I should say, not for. Who are you standing up to? This is what we're standing up to, guys.
For 7 years, our MAGA movement, the greatest in political history, there's never been anything like this, has been taking on all of the evil and sinister forces trying to destroy America's future. You know that? You know it better than most. We stand up to the globalists. We stand up to the Marxists. The Marxists. Remember, I said we will never have socialism. That train left socialism a long time ago, never even stopped at that station. We stand up to the crooked Democrat prosecutors all over the country. If I fly over a state that happens to be Democrat, let's call them into a grand jury. They have never, nobody's ever weaponized like this group of people. They're maniacs. We stand up to the rhinos, communists, and the anti-energy extremists. We stand up to the open borders fanatics and the pro-China special interests and the fake news media, of which we have quite a bit of it right here. We put workers first, we put farmers first, and above all, we put America first. We put America first.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. How inspiring. You know, MAGA CAG noticed the 17 flags behind him there last night. Just made a mention in the chat I saw.
Yeah, so we got somebody saying, who is, or what is Q, and Russia's Hal plus Sal equals Q. How about no? we went through this the whole time, Shady Groove. We lived it. And by the way, Hal, if you don't realize, Hal is one letter off from IHBALM. Hal Space Odyssey, that was representing IBM. Guys, come on.
Let's use your hand on predicting brand. AI. It was predicting AI.
It was. So pretty interesting. I just listened to that the other day when Cooper goes over the symbolism in that movie. Very interesting. When we become together the 47th president of the United States.
Great people. Great people. But I made those promises to the people of Iowa and America, and I kept every single one of my promises, and now we're laying out a bold, forward-looking vision for what we will do. And when we take the oath of office and we get back that beautiful, beautiful White House and we become together the 47th president of the United States.
Wow, right? Wow. We, not I, not me and George Soros, not me and Hans-Jörg Wies, you and me, Shady Groove. And all these beautiful people out here.
And that is the difference. Didn't you, and I bet all of you would agree, didn't you feel like you were part of 45? Didn't you really feel like waking up every day you were part of 45 and you were fighting for 45 and we were working together every day nonstop? That's what he's bringing back to the table. 47 is going to be on offense. 45 was all of us on defense. This is going to be a show like no other shows, ladies and gentlemen, as we they are. You think they've pulled out all the stops? They have not.
They're continuing. Yeah. Wow. Shady. All right. So what is he going to do on his inauguration?
I will cancel every Biden policy that's brutalizing our farmers.
Boom.
Wow. I'll appoint a special team.
Wow, Shady.
You don't see that with any other human being. Like you cannot find that type of energy. You cannot find that type of momentum. You cannot find that type of support anywhere else in the country. I was talking to my one good friend the other night. I'm like, listen, I know that you've been out and you've seen all these different concerts and you've done all this traveling and whatever, but you have never seen anything like a Trump rally. You show up at a Trump rally, and if you know, especially people that maybe aren't completely, you know, anti-Trump, but they're not really all about Trump. I was like, you show up at a rally, and you will understand really quick who the people really are. It's not the way the media pretends we are. You know, they're creating a straw man, making it seem like MAGA is this boogeyman over here in the corner, and MAGA is some of the greatest patriots ever known to walk the earth. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, Shady Groove. And then, you know, he talked about Ron DeSantis, Shady Groove. Remember your Bill Mitchell doesn't have the guts to say Ron DeSantis or DeSanctimonious on TV? Mm-hmm. Or, you know,
Okay,
here we go.
Place in such steep space. I said, you know, maybe I shouldn't mention this part, but we have to. Should I mention it? More exciting. Okay, so remember this. Ron DeSantis. Did anyone ever hear of DeSantis? DeSanctimonious. DeSanctimonious. Now, Ron DeSantis strongly opposed ethanol. Do you know that? And We don't even know if he's running, but I might as well tell you. If he's not running, I'll say he was fine on ethanol. Don't worry about it. He's totally opposed to ethanol and fought against it at every turn. And he's going to do that again, because people that come out early for something, that's where they go. That's what it is. So, you know, he may do something politically, but he was very, very bad on ethanol. He fought it all the way. And he also fought against Social Security. He wanted to decimate it and voted against it three times. Voted against Social Security. That's a bad one. A lot of people don't know that, but I think they've been finding out over the last 4 weeks. One of the reasons that we're zooming in the polls, perhaps. Maybe that's one. Maybe it's other things, too. It's really based on what we've done, I think. And on Social Security, well, we're at it. He wanted the minimum retirement age to be lifted to people that are 70 years old, a substantial increase over what it is right now. That's a big increase. And he also voted to severely cut Medicare. I will not be cutting Medicare, and I will not be cutting Social Security. We're leaving the age where it is. But you have to remember, Ron was a disciple of Paul Ryan, who is a rhino loser who currently is destroying Fox and would constantly vote against entitlements. He would just vote against. Remember that, the wheelchair over the cliffs, the Democrats used it. The wheelchair over the cliff commercial, very effective. That was about him. But Ryan, Paul Ryan's a big reason that Mitt Romney, I'm not a big fan of Mitt Romney, lost his election. And to be honest with you, Ron reminds me a lot of Mitt Romney. So I don't think you're going to be doing so well here, but we're going to find out. But those are the facts. But I'm proud to say, the final numbers just came out, and the primary elections, 98.6% of the people that I endorsed in the elections, in the primaries, won. Think of it, 98, like your temperature. See those two young guys? They have a 98.6 temperature. Everyone else in the room, it could be different. Who the hell knows? But they're young. They got 98.6. So it's easier to remember. 98.6% of the people I endorsed won in the primaries. And what you never hear from the fake news media, I endorsed 253 people. And of the 253 people I endorsed in the midterm elections, 233 won. So I was 233 wins and 20 losses.
Yeah, pretty interesting, right?
Yeah, and I actually did grab that message from Mr. Mitchell real quick just to read you guys so that you understand how the donor class feels about the situation. Bill Mitchell says, do people not comprehend the power of DeSantis being financed by the donor class? You know who controls the establishment? The donor class. If the donor class is heavily invested in DeSantis, do you think the establishment will resist him at every turn? Will they cheat him out of a win? Rather than being upset the donor class is backing DeSantis, we should be rejoicing every dollar they spend on DeSantis, the more control they give him.
Wow.
Now, tell me he's an establishment candidate sponsored by the neocons without telling me he's the established candidate sponsored by the neocons.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
What commentary?
And,
right?
I mean, yeah, it's
stunning.
Bill Mitchell, when we were on a show a couple of times, he wanted red flag gun laws. So we parted way back then when I knew he was a neocon.
Yep. And he still advocates for that, as a matter of fact.
Shall not be infringed. Shady.
Unless someone else says so.
Right.
Unless somebody in the establishment tells you, then, oh, well, there you go.
Thank you, George Soros. Shady Groove, this is the Democrats, you know, want for their conventions. They had a voter ID like they were prisoners of war. You know, why can't we have voter ID? And by the way, just to be clear, that we need an American voter ID, not somebody from, you know, the Quant family. For BMW, we want it here in the U.S. Your driver's license will suffice, Shady. Check it out.
That's voter right. ID. You come in and they say, we would like to see your voter ID. And they'd show a nice picture. You know, the Democrats for their convention had a voter ID. It was like this. It was like a prisoner wears, actually, that had more information on that person. And that was for the Democrat National Convention when they had the Democrat last time. They had the biggest voter ID I've ever seen. They had pictures from every angle. angles that you don't even want to see. They had pictures. But we're not allowed to have one for
vote. We're not allowed to have one to vote, Shady Groove.
No. I mean, he makes it so simple. I love the way that he describes it. It really is. You can't argue with him.
No, you can't. And, you know, as president, he also went on to say that he will immediately end the invasion of our southern border. You know, there's a lot of great clips here. But standing before you today, listen to this one, Shady Groove. I love this one.
China went back and started paying a fortune for the oil, and they're rich now. Iran is very rich now, and it's a much different situation than it was. Iran was ready. They were totally ready to make a deal. Then we had a bad election, really bad, and we're in a position now that we have problems that I don't think we've ever had a more dangerous time for this country and for the world. I don't think there's ever been, again, it has to do with weaponry, but I don't believe there has ever been a time like we're in right now. What they've done to our country in 2 years is unthinkable. It's unthinkable. Standing before you today, I am the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent World War III, because I really believe you're going to have World War III.
That's what they want. They want World War III to further their new world order, Shady Groove.
And right now we're seeing the financial markets and stuff starting to collapse, and they don't have World War III. So the panic is starting to ensue. The Fed is announcing that they're raising the rates. Well, you should be doing the opposite at this moment with inflation skyrocketing. But they can't. They don't have a choice because of all the money that they have printed out of thin air. So really, they are stuck in a corner. They have no place to go other than to be tar and feathered by the people as we uncover all of their, economic corruption. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the warmongers, the neocons, the globalists, and all the other menacing forces, that, you know, they've been trying to take them down with hoaxes and witch hunts, Shady. That's all they got is lies, wrap-up smears.
Warmongers and neocons and globalists and communists and all of the other menacing forces that have been trying to take us down with hoaxes and witch hunts, and they've been trying to do anything they can to stop us. It's called Make America Great Again. You know, MAGA, they say MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. They hate to use what it means. The term is simple. It's Make America Great Again. There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, in fact, Shady, I grew up in a time where even the Democrats wanted to make America great again.
It used to be the conversation we were having. The politicians used to fight over who would make America great again better. And now we have one guy that says make America great again, and everybody else in politics says, no, we can't.
Well, actually, the exact quote is say make America, say MAGA, Shady.
Make America great again.
No, let's not make America great again. No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's our re for the day. Shady Groove, we got, he will obliterate the deep state. And he means it.
We are the only ones who can stop them. And I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system.
Boom.
Look at what they've done to our justice system, what they have done to our justice system. I will direct the Department of Justice to go after Marxist prosecutors' offices to make them pay for their
illegal. Look at that, Shady. Mark Elias.
Enforcement of the law. Many racists are there. I will revoke China's most favored nation's trade status. You know, China.
You know, Mark Elias is in the crosshairs there. That guy is a Marxist communist paid for by foreign billionaires. And, you know, he's in every Carrie Lake case, True the Vote case. I mean, it's crazy, Shady Groove, what these funded by foreign and domestic billionaires are doing to our country, Shady Groove.
Yeah, right there. He's making a connection to the politicians, to the money, to the lawfare. and then to the problem in the judicial system. Dun, 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 dun. Very succinct. Exactly right. 100%.
Yeah. And do you think that this debt is our debt? It's not my debt. It's not my kids' debt. It's not if you're having a baby's debt, right? You know, and how do we pay that debt down? Maybe we do this, Shady.
But can you believe that they have a most favored nation? I will implement a 4-year plan to phase out all Chinese imports of essential goods and gain total independence from China.
Nobody else said that. Well, that's it. Hang on. Listen.
And I will hold the... Well, that's it. You got to do it.
It's going to hold them accountable, Shady.
The Chinese Communist Party accountable for unleashing the China virus upon the world.
There you go, Shady. Right there.
What it is.
Holding China accountable for unleashing the China virus. And, you know, remember, yes, Biden, John, you know, Biden's son, Hunter, John Kerry's son, Christopher Hines, they're behind Metabiota and all that. But China released the actual virus. And if we hold them accountable, does that mean that we get money back into our coffers, Shady Groove? Is that how we bring the money back? He was saying $10 trillion at one time, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was saying $10 trillion, and he threw that number out there more than one time. And yes, exactly. The reality is the only person that can hold China to account is the president of the United States. It's part of the reason that we organized the office like this, so that the president could dictate and engineer foreign policy. And effectively, the presidency is captured by the globalists, and you become president, and then the foreign policy becomes whatever the hell they tell you to do. Well, that's not what Trump did. Trump made his own foreign policy that was America at the center, working backwards from there, and they wanted to scream at us for years, Jeff, that was impossible, that it couldn't be done, and he shouldn't be doing that, but then he did it in front of us, taking away that narrative as well.
Yeah, so that's how you bring back the monies to here, guys. And I think that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Shady, he said that he would also be opposed every step of the way, and he will be, you will be, we will be, and we are.
But every step of the way, we will be opposed by the corrupt warmongers and neocons and globalists and communists and all of the other menacing forces that have been trying to take us down with hoaxes and witch hunts, and they've been trying to do anything they can to stop us. It's called Make America Great Again. You know, MAGA. They'd say MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. They hate to use what it means. The term is simple. It's Make America Great Again. There's nothing it's wrong simple. With it.
There's nothing wrong with that, Sadie. There's nothing wrong with making America great again.
And you but it's be on proud a red hat! Yep. I mean, do you think if we made it an orange hat, it would be any better? Is it just the red hat, or is it the slogan on the hat that triggers the established order that does not want you to realize that you can take yourself as a priority first? We as a nation can think about us first before we think about everybody else. Maybe
orange hat. Shady.
I always feed the neighbor before I feed myself.
I know, right? It's funny, man. I mean, these people. So, you know, these are some of the questions. This one is about, you know, how do we get to the bottom of this? And, you know, let's just think about the Q&A. So we showed you that Q says, well, there'll be Q&A. Anon says Q&A in time. So just imagine these questions being asked to, you know, Hunter Biden, to Mitch McConnell, to any politician that is out there.
Go ahead.
Mr. President, the mainstream media came after you and your family like crazy, but not one of them seems interested in investigating the Biden crime family or Hunter's laptop. They also censored anyone who asked questions in 2020. How do we get to the bottom of this?
So the mainstream media had a very high approval rating when I announced I was running for president. And just today I read where it reached an all-time low, because people are wise to what's been happening. what they have done. They really are a political arm of the Democrat Party. It's a terrible thing. You saw last couple of weeks where the FBI and Twitter, it's called Twitter Files, where they work together, and they work together with Facebook. You couldn't say anything good about Trump, and you couldn't say anything bad about Biden. They had the laptop. They knew all about the laptop. They knew all these crimes are on the laptop, and they weren't allowed to do anything. They weren't allowed to talk. And frankly, they have that liberal inclination anyway. But even if they wanted to, they couldn't do it. I think we're making a lot of progress. I think that that Congress is doing a very good job now. We have some people. Nancy Pelosi is packing. She's gone. Getting her out is a big step. And I think, Kevin, and all of the people in Congress, I tell you what, you know, that whole, people thought it was a fiasco. I think it was a beautiful thing, as it turned out. That 5 or 6 nights of voting and voting and voting and voting, I actually think that was like a cleansing action. It was a great thing that happened. And there's great unity in Congress. We do have to do something about Mitch McConnell. He's a disaster. He's a disaster. He gets his 10 guys and they give Biden whatever they want. There's something going on that doesn't make sense. They give him whatever they want. He gets his 10, 12 guys and they vote in order to give the passage because you need the 60 votes usually. And they vote and they give him what he wants. I just cannot understand. Nobody can understand it. We got to get him the hell out. He's a problem. Big problem.
Yeah. Big problem. And, you know, Mitch McConnell is married to a Chinese shipping magnate who happened to be your Department of Transportation.
Have you noticed that Mitch McConnell has not been seen since he made the commentary about January 6th last week? After that, he quote unquote fell, has now had a concussion. I think they're saying he was released from the hospital yesterday, but now he's not going home. He's going to be going into physical therapy or some sort of recovery center. Okay. So yeah. They're hiding Mitch McConnell right now from the public because of the way the press is going to react to him from his commentary a week ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, right? I mean, who knows what happened.
He came out and said, we're all criminals.
Yeah, you're a criminal, Shady. We're all criminals.
People that protested should be people that grandma that walked through the Capitol should have the evidence that she didn't do anything wrong kept from her so that they could control a narrative. That is what he's saying. It's not just one grandma. It's hundreds and hundreds of grandmas and grandpas and friends and families, people that didn't do anything. A lot of them got pushed in there. If they went in there and they broke stuff, they broke windows, and we could figure out that they did that stuff, they should be prosecuted. But the people that stepped in there and walked around, took pictures that did nothing and walked out should be left the hell alone by the Department of Justice. And they're not being, because of people like Mitch McConnell and, you know, Kevin McCarthy so far too. He can do better if he chooses to. He says he's going to release the stuff. I'm hoping that this is all a game to get the media to, you know, request him to release the stuff, but we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, we want to see it. I mean, like, you know, I spoke to I-70 this morning, Shady Groove, by the way, he says hello. And you know, he's got some things going on in his case where they were trying to hoodwink him. I don't know how much I can talk about it, with him, but, you know, let's just say that he might have a new attorney. These people don't give two asses about you. The prosecutors that are appointed to you are in cahoots with the deep state. They don't care about you, Shady.
And they've told these people a lie. They've told these people, many, many of these defendants, that they're not allowed to hire a counsel outside of D.C. You have to hire counsel within D.C. That is completely a lie. And they convinced a lot of people of that, including Jake. I'm not sure what situation is with I-70, but big prayers, by the way, for I-70, for everybody out there. Maybe throw some 17s in the chat for I-70. We're praying for I-70. We love him very much. Big fan of the show and a great patriot.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of his show. And he was told not to do it, so he's not doing shows right now. So let's get him back on the interwebs. Shady Groove, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv, we love you very much. Thank you very much for all of your support and viewing this show on the great platform, Brighteon.tv. Thank you guys so very much. Look at all those 17s. Look at them all. Yeah, that is great to see.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to be going to the rest of the 5 minutes here at till the top of the hour. We're going to take a 5-minute coffee break and get some popcorn maybe, because boy, there's just so much happening with banks and whew, all that stuff. We've got, you know, a lot of stuff happening, guys. So please, rumble.com/MG show. If you want to continue to hour two, look for the live show, or you can watch it after you watch all the great programming here on Brighton.tv. You can watch it anytime, rumble.com/MG show, the second hour. Shady Groove, with that, you know, I just want to, where are we going to move to now? Because, you know, I could play all the questions, but they're rather long. But what I'm, my point about the Q&A is somebody said, those questions are prepared. Well, okay, so maybe they are. But could you ask those questions? Could anybody have the balls to ask those questions to anybody else running in this race? And if they do, what kind of answer do you think you would get?
You would get a mumbled mouth nothingness if someone were to actually be able to ask the question, but they insulate themselves against a random question. The last thing in the world a mainstream media or mainstream politician wants is a random question. They hate that.
Yeah. They don't. They don't like it at all, guys. And that's what the Q&A was for, guys. It's to show you that he is able to answer, even if they're prepared questions, because it doesn't matter. It's the question, you know, just like who is Q, what is Q? It's what is Q that's important. You know, I don't care who it is, because what we researched from these Q drops in real time for the last 5 years, Shady Groove, far outweighs who. It's what that we found out. And obviously we have an impact because they attack us every day, Shady.
Because it's the information. Because the information and the way that we talk about the information, that is the issue that they have with us, and they can't attack that. They can't print that, so they attack the person. And that's what they would have done had they been able to dox Q team. That's exactly what they would have done. That's what they were trying to do. That's why Q moved from 4chan to 8chan, because his communications weren't secure from the intense analyzation of who the hell's making these posts.
Yeah. Yeah.
We it's don't care crazy. Who it is.
I don't care. I don't care. You know, it doesn't matter. It's what I've and you and we and all the Anons that I don't even know where they are anymore. Where are the OG Anons?
Where are they? Man? I don't know. Where are they? It seems like it's just you and I in the room now.
It does, doesn't it?
Some days.
Wow. So there's a lot going on in this movement right now. There's, we're going to have Trapped on. We're going to have Chris Taylor. Shady, we're going to have him on. Let me just double check this. When are we having him on?
Thursday.
Chris Taylor Brown, the lead singer of Trapped. We've got a lot of patriots that actually are saying that he is, in fact, a pedophile, where I can't find and confirm any of that. They're telling us not to have him on the show. So what does that usually make me want to do, Shady?
I think that we're going to have him on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. So do not miss it. We might even have a prelude to a new song. I've heard it. It's good. And let me just ask you a question, Shady. If you have a person that is in rock, such as Trapped, would you want him to support Donald J. Trump? Did he make a couple of, you know, off the cuff comments that people don't like? Maybe, you know, right? But, you know, he's human. I'm human. This is going to be a tough one, guys, because the people in our movement are attacking him with the same stuff that the mainstream media does. So they're acting just like that cancel culture, no?
Mm-hmm. They are. They're actually puppeting the mainstream media narrative. They're in sync with it.
So who else would not want Trapped to actually, you know, have a voice, Shady? All the people that suspend him from the concerts?
The globalists, right? The people that don't want Trump's message to get out to the younger audience or younger generation.
Yeah, so we're going to have Trapped on, and we're going to allow him to talk. I mean, you know, this is going to be very interesting, guys, because there's a lot of people that we love on True Social telling me that I can't have Trapped on the show. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody has. Mm-hmm. Nobody will.
They don't. They can't. They won't. Doesn't matter.
So we're going to have Trapped on the show. Chris Taylor Brown, lead singer of Trapped. There's a new song coming out. You're not going to want to miss it. But we'll be right back after these commercial words.
Get an hour?
Yeah, it's already been an hour, Shady Grove. So, Shady, I need you to take it away, brother.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a My Pillow or not, you need to get the brand new My Pillow 2.0. Call or go to mypillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Ha ha.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Richard's Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
I was born in the jungle, yeah, where the storm gonna rumble, yeah, still gotta stay humble, yeah, never let my dream crumble, yeah, as a world we so divided, left and right is so polarizing, no alignment with the show's devising, they profit more when emotions rising, media control the mindset, they ain't got hold of mine yet, and I'ma leave why you sidekick, cause I'm too real for that fine print, yeah, but what I'm saying is bigger than me, I wanna see a world religion at peace, I'm sick of that rapper and I'm sick of that beat, I'ma change the game for the kids in that street, yeah.
When the roof starts caving in, we come together. When the walls come crashing down, we come together. We are farthest apart. When we forget we have hearts, now it's time for us to remember. It's now or never. There's no one better when we come together.
As a world we so divided, cold inside from the polarizing. Everyone is a hypocrite cause we point the finger but don't get it yet. Black, white, gay, straight, man, woman, all these labels off-putting. Yeah, pride is great and I'll never hate, but this tribalism just separate. It's okay to be yourself, but hurts when all you do is follow. Your soul and character gets hollow, the truth the hardest pill to swallow. Why do you think it filled with sorrow? Cause peace ain't sold in jewels and bottles. You can't go living like the models because they aren't even models. Hold up, this is the truth, I spit in the booth, I don't do this for me, yeah, I did it for you. I bring water to drought, I was sent for the youth. I've led all of these seeds till the mission comes true. This is the truth, I spit in the booth. I know life can get hard, but this message is true. Please don't give up, this life is worth living, I promise.
When the roof starts caving in, we come together. When the walls come crashing down, we come together. We are farthest apart. When we forget we have hearts, now it's time for us to remember. It's now or never. There's no one better when we come together.
My hair long like Don King, y'all divide the nation like Sean King. I'm a rock star like The Offspring, consider wisdom I'm offering. MLK wanted content, plus Malcolm X, they got shot dead. Y'all better not come for my head, cause I got God, he don't want threats. That secret service, I speak in verses like Allah Hashem and Jesus worship. Y'all peep the purpose like he's a perfect. I bring the church, you can keep the sermon. One love, yes, H is worthy. Raise a World Cup like a FIFA derby. When karma come and go all at once, so you better beg on your knees for mercy. Stop the hate and stop the threats. And Obama blue or the MAGA red, I know we can find a common thread and make world peace like Ron Artest. Stop the hate, stop the threats. And Obama blue or that MAGA red, I know we can find a common thread and make world peace like Ron Artest. Yes!
When the roof starts caving in, we come together. When the walls come crashing down, we come together. We are farthest apart. When we forget we have hearts, now it's time for us to remember. It's now or never. There's no one better when we come together.
Come together. Trapped, an anomaly right there, Shady Groove.
Wow. That's exactly what we need to be doing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Let me just address a comment here. I like the guy in the video with him, but Chris needs a PR guy because he's headstrong for secure, for sure, and insecure. You know, I'm going to tell you, I've danced with Trap twice and he's a scumbag. Just saying, guys. Wow. Is that coming together? You sound just like Media Matters, bro.
It's the exact same narrative they're saying. Go read their articles. That's exactly what they say about him.
Yeah. And, you know, what if he can do good for the MAGA movement? we're going to get an article written about it. I guarantee. And I'm sorry. I just can't, Shady. I just can't understand why, you know, when somebody calls you a name like that, dude, you're coming out swinging. I remember. Four.
That's what we did. Mm-hmm. And we were attacked. And then we were attacked because we defended ourselves. Essentially, the same predicament Chris finds himself in right now.
Yeah, Southpaw US says people can change. They can. And by the way, he was never what they accused him of. They made a fake truth, guys. I have proof of it.
That's the reason we contacted him, because we proved it was a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just going to have him come on and that's cool. You don't need to defend Q. You don't need to defend Q with a normie. Most people like don't understand it if they haven't had the journey that we have effectual. You know what I mean? Like nobody understands it like we do. Even people that came into the movement a year or 2 years ago don't understand it like we do. Plus they didn't research it like you and I did, right? As being OG Anons. Trapped doesn't know about it either. But he is pretty awake. We did have a brief conversation with him. We're going to talk to him again today to try to, you know, see, you know, what he wants to talk about. But we're going to give him the platform.
People who have been lied about should have the opportunity to correct the record, regardless of what you feel about someone or whatever. But, you know, being accused of something like being a pedophile carries weight. And
Elizabeth Dove is in here, too. We love you. We remember from Punisher's chat room calling some of our people pedophiles. Fiona was called a pedophile from Jesse's chat room, guys.
You know, we were attacked because we kept her on as a mod.
And I love. Prove it, Gus. I need the proof. Text me. You got my number. Gus, prove it. Show me the arrest warrant. I don't want to see the garbage that mainstream media is saying. I just need to understand that what's really going on.
I would love to see it. I have done my own research. I have not been able to find any place where he's been accused or convicted or even charged with pedophilia.
Yeah, I don't see it. And, you know,
I'm open to seeing it. I'm not opposed to seeing it.
Yeah, I'm not opposed either. And I saw Gus's, you know, back and forth with him. I love you, Jeff and Shady. This guy isn't a good guy. Well, how do you know? Like, he comes onto a truth platform and gets attacked by everybody. And you know, even my normie friend says that she wouldn't follow him because of the attacks on him, Shady.
Because of the way people treat him. Banning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, intriguing. It is intriguing, and it is dividing. It is interesting. If I find proof that he is actually what they say he is instead of a fake truth, you know?
I'll listen. I don't know. Like I said, I will listen. I will listen to anybody that has evidence, but the people that I've asked that were accusing him have not provided any for me.
No. I asked a week. And they point back to his comments, and they point back to like the way that he's acting. But, you know, I don't understand how people don't understand that if you call somebody like that, something like that, Shady Grove, you're going to get slapped by somebody that is mad. This is the truth that is faked, Shady Grove, right here. This is I'll open it in the browser. This is Dodger. And then this is, if you notice, there's a bubble here with 7 comments. There's a retruth, and there's 24 likes, and there's a share, and there's dot, dot, dot. There's none of that here. This is a fake truth, guys, that you attacked him on.
And show me, guys. I mean, I see Dove right there saying I may lose my friendship with Pun over this. Like, where is the evidence, guys? Where's the evidence?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, what are you guys seeing that we're not seeing?
We love Punisher, too. Like, this is not, we're not.
It has nothing to do with him.
This has to do with, we had a moderator in our Telegram named Fiona from Australia, and she's a beautiful lady, was called a pedophile from the Dragons and Jesse's room.
Attack. And we not just called.
We're friends with Jesse again. We love him. We're friends with him again. Yeah, attacked relentlessly. You know, so there's now a pattern, and it's not because of Trapped right now. And Gus, I saw a couple of your things. You know, I'm looking at you, and you'd love to have a convert. I have no problem asking them to share war stories. Yeah, we're just going to talk to them, guys. This has nothing to do with we're taking any sides. We're defending his comments. But Shady, look at this. This is fake.
How would you feel if it was said about you and it wasn't true?
I think I'd be pretty pissed off. Yeah, Poussin says,
I know I tech, was. But
yeah. Yeah, and I don't want to lose any friend.
They're still calling us that today.
Yeah, and nobody, you know, and I know you can't stand them, but let's hear them. Like, maybe the type clickboard is different than actually talking to them, and we're going to talk to them on Thursday. JD.
Boom. That's the way it is. It's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. And we love you too, Elizabeth Dove. And, you know, that's why I can't understand it. You know, people are still intimidating them. If they found out that was fake, why don't you just drop it?
You would think.
Yeah. All right. So, talking about throwing up in your mouth, J.D. Grove, speaking of throwing up in your mouth, here is the Signature Bank who went woke AF. Let's look at one of their little commercials. This is great. Try not to vomit. Okay, guys? Try not to vomit.
Useless meetings. Some banks will sell their souls. Some banks just feel real old. I wish they weren't so. But I still wake up. I still have the dream. Oh, Lord, I still know what I stand for. Honesty, stand for integrity. Most days, it's so hard to be here. This isn't wasting a chance. Stop my goals from wandering. Just how can I? How can I? How can I do my best? Come join the bank of best. We will do the rest. We do banking like it should be done. Stand strong, make a change. Forget the past and then.
Woke, everything woke turns to shit.
Shady, I just went that convinced me to sign up for a Signature Bank account, and I couldn't get onto their website. Jeff, what's going on?
It's because they're woke and they went broke.
Oh, no wonder. That seemed like dancing people at the hospital or something. What the hell was that?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, my God, these people, and there's several others, you know, you can't just make this crap up. They spent millions of dollars making that. You know, we've got Signature Bank. That was the one that we just played. You've got the SVB Bank. And by the way, did you notice SVB Bank logo does look like a boomerang? But it's very interesting how deep the SVB Bank goes, Shady Groove. They are Obama officials, Hillary donors, improv actor. Meet SVB's board of directors, Shady. One is a Hillary Clinton mega donor who went to a Shinto shrine to pray after Donald Trump won the White House. Another worked for President Barack Hussein Obama before her own political career spectacularly failed. A third is a prolific contributor to Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, who owns a Napa Valley vineyard just 15 minutes from the former House speakers. I wonder if that's where Drunk Boy was after that Napa Valley. Right. There's even
Hammer Time.
No, when he got caught with it being drunk. Remember that? The 12 directors who were supposed to oversee the fallen Silicon Valley Bank and and prevent this catastrophic errors that threw the entire banking system into jeopardy on Friday might not be household names, but they are facing a series of investigations in their collective role into its collapse. A post-examination of the board reveals that it did not jibe with the Silicon Valley's young image. Only one independent actor is under 60, while the oldest is 78. SVB touted that its diversity through noting its 2022 proxy statement that 45% of its board are women, in addition to other diversity like one black member, one LGBTQ plus, and two veterans.
Jeez.
SVB Financial Group, the bank's parent company, appointed Tom King, former CEO investment banking at Barclays, who in its board in September touted a $214 billion in assets and more than 7,700 employees worldwide. The group is now composed of seven men and five women, or 41% female, but I'm not a biologist, Shady Groove.
And neither are they.
The group's lack of banking expertise is likely to be the focus for investigators. Just one current member, King, had a career at the top five investment banking world. What is clear is that the bank and much of its board burnished their Democratic credentials as part of their strategy. They donated to Obama, Clinton, Biden, and local Democrat congressional reps, including Pelosi, as well as a political action committee for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Mark Warner, both Democrats, New York and Virginia, respectively. A longtime member of powerful Senate banking committees, guys. Each such contributions went hand-in-hand with the bank's business model. Quote, everyone knew it was the go-to bank for woke CEOs, one source told the New York Post. They knew they were aligned politically, and the companies that SVB loaned monies to all had a woke agenda. And here's who the failed SVB board. Quote, I prayed at a Shinto shrine after Hillary lost. That's director Kate Mitchell, 64, is a Hillary Clinton mega donor who was so upset by Donald Trump's 2016 victory that she went into a shrine in Kyoto that Thanksgiving. Quote, I prayed for me and us to get beyond our grieving and shock and had to figure out how to engage and listen to what happened and come back together, Michelle told CNDNC. The prayers came after she donated $50,000 to the Hillary Clinton Victory Fund. Prior to the election, Mitchell celebrated 97% of technology company employees' donations were going to Clinton. 97% support of Clinton is mind-blowing and really suggest that we're pounding the table. We think her business policies are going to be friendlier. Mitchell was a prolific donor in 2016 and much less generous in 2020, donating $593.33 to each Democrat parties in Minnesota, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. $593.33, Shady. A veteran venture, she co-founded Scale Venture Partners. Michelle has been on SVB board since 2010. There's her little hero right there. And then let's go to this one. This is board member Elizabeth Busy Burr. She splits executive success. She's now the interim CEO of Rite Aid after Hayward Donegan exited in January with a rare lobby improvisational theater, Shady. She's 61 years old, and she credits being an improv troupe for taking her to the top. Quote, I've learned a lot from doing improv, and it's influenced how I think about leadership, she told Authority Magazine in February 2021 before joining SVB's board months later in November. Wow. Winemaker who toasts neighbor Nancy. This is Garen K. Stoglin, who was elected to SVB's board in 2012. He's another serial Democrat donor. He owns Stoglin Family Vineyard. That's some wine that you might want to avoid, guys. Just make sure. The 61-acre certified organic property in bucolic Napa County, the 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, retails for above $300. The 78-year-old and his wife, Cherie, they bought the estate in Rutherford in 1985, putting them in an elevated company less than 15 minutes away from Napa Valley Estate, owned by Democrat Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul. And he's donated to Pelosi, but reserved his biggest donations for national figures. He gave Biden Victory Fund $10,000 in 2020. He sent $54,000 to Hillary Clinton Victory Fund in 2016, on top of $25,000 the previous year, backed Barack Hussein Obama with $35,800 in 2011 and gave Democrat National Committees $10,000 last year. And this is the Obama official, Shady Groove. This is the Mary J. Miller is her name. She's 67-year-old. It was Obama's undersecretary for domestic finance at the Treasury Department from March 2012 to September 2014. Her role, she implemented the Dodd-Frank financial reform legislation that set the regulatory framework in which SVB operates, meaning she would have the expert insight into thinking of regulators dealing with the now shuttered bank, Shady Groove. Wow.
What a cast here's of characters.
Here's the only real guy. This is Tom King, 63. He's the newest director. He was the only board member with a career at the pinnacle banking world. He spent 35 years, much of it at Citigroup before joining Barclays in 2013. He was CEO of investment banking at Barclays, but he retired amid claims that he was quitting because he did not want to be subject to UK laws making senior bankers legally directly responsible for their unit's mistake. So he's made mistakes before and he made a mistake again, Shady Groove.
Well, it's only going to cost you $200 billion to bail them out. What in the world are you so concerned about? I mean, we couldn't even get $5 billion for that southern border wall. I mean, it's just $200 billion to some of the most elite people in the country. And a matter of fact, this has cascaded. I think we're up to over 20 or at least 20 bank failures now that have come from this, and it is still continuing. I didn't get to check on a few things this morning, but it wasn't looking good last night.
We reported 20 bank halts. They didn't fail yet. Did they actually close the banks of the close 20 banks now? I only know three that are actually closed.
There's 20 that are associated in this network right now that are in trouble. And no, they have not come forward. They have not come forward and said that they have, quote, failed yet. But that is probably because they're needing a day or two of news before they roll out more bad news.
That could be. That could be. Wow, man. We got to be careful. You know, we got to be careful with this because it could actually dominoes, like Storm Has Arrived just said, this could be the dominoes. Wow.
I'm not afraid of the domino. You know, I think you and I have been talking about this in the background. We haven't talked about it a lot on the show, but the reality of the dollar being the reserve currency to the world, this is a standing that we probably shouldn't have. No one really should have. There shouldn't be any such a thing as a global reserve currency. The same reason that there shouldn't be, you know, all the power at the federal government level, right? I mean, it creates the same problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very amazing, guys. So, you know, there was something to do with the Frank guy too, Shady. Where was the Frank guy, Barney Frank, who did all this? I can't find my post on it, but you know, a lot of the same people, these are the lobbies, you know, and they wanted to blame Trump, but it's really their own, Shady Groove, their own policies.
It's their own corruption. They're essentially at the core of this, you know, it's not bad policy. It's pure corruption. It's pure people thinking and sitting around in offices, acting like no one is going to look into what they're doing or investigate anything. And they're very, very, secure because they know Nancy Pelosi, because they know Chuck Schumer. These relationships are incestuous, really.
Yep. Here we go, Shady Groove. This is it. SVB collapsed. Direct Bank was author of Dodd-Frank reform law, Shady. And this is what happens to my computer when I open up a creepy site. Former Rep. Barney Frank, who famously co-authored the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial reform law in response to the 2008 financial crisis, served as a director of Signature Bank, Shady Groove. The former Democrat chairman of the House Financial Service Committee during the financial crisis helped draft the regulatory legislation, which aimed to prevent bank failures and bailouts such as those that happened in 2008. The Dodd-Frank financial reform law imposed new rules on banks, along with creating new regulatory entities within the government for overseeing financial institutions. Despite the bank he served on the board of being seized by regulators, Frank defended the 2010 legislation as preventing widespread issues in the market. The vindication of the bill is that nobody is talking about anything like 2008, Frank told Bloomberg. Quote, if the bill hadn't been passed, we'd be seeing a lot more damage these days. We've got a lot of vulnerability out of the system, is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Huh. A comment from Joe Ray made a comment: with more bank failures here in the U.S. have been trickling abroad, it makes it much easier for the globalists to say that capitalism does not work, only communism, Marxism. Yeah, I mean, I can totally see that perspective, but in reality, the example that has been on display is Marxist. It's communist. The way that we garnered that position in the world was Marxist and communist. So the pullback, I think, is going to be a lot about America and the fake printing of money and the revaluation of the money system. I don't really think that there's going to be like what they're making you think, that, oh, you know, China's going to come in and be the global reserve currency, because essentially the whole global economy is architected off of the Federal Reserve. Everything was built out of the Federal Reserve per early 1900s. Remember, before that, almost every country's economy was controlled solely by the monarch or the tyrant. And so this was, you know, I don't really think that it beats down capitalism, but she may have a point there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a very good point. We'll see what happens. But, you know, we've got all this crap happening, Shady Grove, and we were warned.
Mr. President, I have to move on to the next question.
They said the stock market will boom if I'm elected. If he's elected, the stock market will crash.
Okay, let's move on to the next question very quickly.
Look, the idea that the stock market is booming is his only measure of what's happening. Where I come from in Scranton and Claymont, the people don't live off of the stock market. Just in the last three years during this crisis, the billionaires in this country made, according to the Wall Street, $700 billion more. Because that's his only measure. What happens to the ordinary people out there? What happens to them?
Let's talk about what's happening on Capitol Hill. We're going to move on.
401ks are through the roof.
We're going to move on.
People's stock are through the roof.
Wow. He's right again.
They love cutting him off, man. I mean, you know, like, do you think about all the times the media, like, even in the debates they were doing it to him, like the Chris Wallace, they won't let him finish what he is saying. You're asking him a question and then cutting him off because he's not responding in the way that you want to be broadcast. It's absolutely infuriating.
Did you know in 2012, Trump knew about the Chinese threat to America?
The other thing about Libya that really bothers me, because we get back again, it always gets back to China, because while we're spending billions of dollars being policemen of the world, China is spending billions of dollars a day buying the world and calling us stupid. And we have the president of China come a few months ago to Washington, and we give him a state dinner. Now, when people are screwing you, you don't give them state dinners. I said, no, we're not giving dinners. What we do is we sit down in my office for a couple of hours. We either make a deal where you stop manipulating your currency or not. If we make a deal, you can have a state dinner if you want. If you don't make a deal, you take McDonald's and you go home. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Boom. That's 11 years ago.
That's my president right there. I love that guy.
Knows what he's talking about.
You know, it's crazy. You know, and you know, they've got so much, you know, going on, you know, with all of this stuff. I wanted to show this. This is a, you know, remember Biden? You know, he pretends he's always supported gay marriage.
Yeah, right.
This is to my LGBTQ patriots. Let's check it out.
You codified support for same-sex marriage and interracial marriages like ours. I'm curious what your evolution was like on marriage equality and what the federal government might be able to do to protect LGBTQ Americans, especially trans kids who are dealing with all these regressive state laws that are popping up right now.
I can remember exactly where my epiphany was.
Okay.
I hadn't thought much about it, to tell you the truth. And I was a senior in high school, and my dad was dropping me off. And I remember about to get out of the car, and I looked to my right, and two well-dressed men in suits kissed each other. I mean, they gave each other a kiss. And then one went, looked like he was heading to the DuPont building, and one looked like he headed to the Hercules Corporation building. And I'll never forget, I turned and looked to my dad, He said, Joey, it's simple. They love each other. It's simple. No, I'm not joking. It's simple. They love each other. And it's never been, it's just that simple. It doesn't matter whether it's same sex or a heterosexual couple. They should be able to be married. What is the problem?
Biden's claim of supporting gay marriage since he was in high school is a lie. Boy, Biden's very own words from back in 2006 contradict his sensational story.
You know, think about this. The world's going to Hades in a handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here?
I can remember exactly where my epiphany was.
Okay.
Choke on your lies!
Yeah.
Memology.
Get some Memology 101. I love that. I love Memology 101. So, you know, you got to look at this kind of stuff, guys. I mean, you know, the proven liar. And my brother, who is LGBT, whatever he is, and he has that right to be that, you know, believed lies. All they do is lie, Shady Group. All these people do is lie.
The reason that they're able to lie is because they've got us dragged into these conversations on social issues regarding politics. And they've done this to us for the last 25, 30 years in a weaponized format to where everybody thinks that their position is the virtuous one. No matter which side of which social argument you are on, you decide that you are the virtuous one, and then you proclaim victim and begin to lash out and attack other people. If we were able to organize the country around the fiscal policy and the economic policy that is really what is the weapon, the real weapon that is used against the people, if we were able to get our minds around that, the way that we get our minds around social issues, we probably wouldn't have degraded to this point as a society. Because people don't understand that they're using these things as a lead in to get to these bigger topics they want to get to, like climate change or a cashless society, Agenda 2030. Like all of these different things are built on the back of these social disagreements, arguments, towards one another.
Yeah, I mean, good words right there, brother. And Rain says, I'm taking LGBTQ back, and we're going to rename it to, oh my gosh, where did it go? Here it is. Let's get Joe Biden to quit. LGBTQ. Let's get Joe Biden to quit. How about that?
I absolutely love that. I'm writing that down.
That is so crazy. Australia, United States, and the United Kingdom, they want to awk us, Shady Groove.
I can't hear it.
I mean, what really is the point of this? They want to awk us, Shady Groove. They want to awk us.
I don't want to be awked.
I don't want to be awked either. I mean, look at the sign here. AUKUS, Australia, United Kingdom, and the United States. AUKUS. And apparently he's selling to Australia.
It sounds like code for Five Eyes.
Yeah. Wow.
AUKUS. What is
three eyes right there, Shady Grove. You got three eyes right there.
Yep.
Just in Maricopa County files a bogus response in Carrie Lake's historic Arizona Supreme Court election challenge. Internal conference scheduled for March 21st, filing included. Maricopa County filed a response to Carrie Lake's petition for review in the Arizona Supreme Court yesterday. The Gateway Pundit has reported extensively on Carrie Lake's stolen election. So same here, lawsuits challenge and the MG show. On March 1st, 2023, after the Maricopa County Superior Court and the Arizona Appeals Court dismissed the case, Lake filed a petition for review and a motion to expedite review to her election contest in Arizona Supreme Court. On March 2nd, Arizona Supreme Court agreed to expedite Lake's lawsuit and scheduled it for March 21st to consider whether or not they will accept Lake's new petition. Quote, at the conference of the court, we will decide whether to accept, review, and schedule an oral argument, states the order. Responses from the defendants were ordered to be submitted yesterday, March 13th. Maricopa County submitted a bogus response, falsely claiming that Carrie Lake, quote, presents for the first time a misleading factual theory about chain of custody documents. What?
What does that even mean? Again.
So, the Maricopa County, they submitted this, quote, presents for the first time a misleading factual theory about chain of custody documents and goes on, quote, does not present any argument of illustrating a need for this court to review the Court of Appeals opinion. They don't want the Supreme Court to consider this case because they are terrified, Shady Groove. Quote, the only aspect of the petition that differs from Lake's briefing below is the inclusion of a newly fabricated characterization of chain of custody documents presented for the first time in the petition. But a petition for the review is not the place for Carrie Lake to argue that the trial's court findings of fact were incorrect, nor that the court of the appeals improperly accepted the facts at the trial court found, argue the dishonest attorneys for Maricopa County. And by the way, they're funded by Mark Elias, okay, and Democracy Docket. This is untrue. Gateway Pundit reported on the allegation discrepancies corroborated by the whistleblower testimony, including missing chain of custody documentation for hundreds of thousands of ballots and the injection of likely phony ballots into the election. Lake also challenges the burden of proof used in the Maricopa County Superior Court and the opinion that Carrie Lake did not provide clear and convincing evidence of voter fraud. Lake's attorneys argue that according to Finley versus Sorensen, 1929, even if not intentional, election errors can nullify an election if, quote, they affect the result or at least render it uncertain. This further confirmed by the opinion in Hunt versus Campbell in 1917, which states, quote, whether such practices or influences are shown to have prevailed, not slightly and in individual cases, but generally, so as to render the result uncertain, the entire vote so affected must be rejected. Lake was required to prove with clear and convincing evidence that errors were intentional beyond a reasonable doubt and the outcome was affected by election fraud, which does not conform to the legal standards set forth above. Right? Wow. This is huge. Carrie Lake's election for governor of Arizona was blatantly stolen right in front of our faces. We saw it. The massive machine and printer failures targeted the election day voters, turning out Carrie Lake and Republicans 3-1. This issue occurred nearly at 60% of the voting locations in the county. Cybersecurity Clay Parrick testified in Carrie Lake's election trial that broken machines and printers on election day could not arise absent intentional misconduct. This fact alone cannot be allowed to stand and remains unmentioned in Maricopa County's response to the Supreme Court. How could you call this a fair election?
Wow. They're panicking. Yeah. They know that she's getting ready to present something on the 21st. I think that's what, like 7 days away. So this time next week, this will be happening in Arizona. And, you know, Carrie Lake is not stopping. I know that the noise has gone down a little bit, but she is, I mean, she just had a major event this weekend, completely sold out. It's unbelievable how great you guys are there in Arizona. By the way, big thank you to all of our lovely Patriots out there in Arizona for showing up. I mean, I know a lot of you have shown up. I've gotten a couple nice messages back that you've been to events that Carrie is doing. And just because there's no election doesn't mean you shouldn't go and support her, because she is still, like you could see there, fighting these people. Does she win? Does she be? I'm not really sure how this plays out, but what we need is the optics of her fighting it and standing tall.
Yeah, and she is. And she is, Shady Groove. Wow.
Absolutely. Like no other. I mean, she's no Dr. Oz, we'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. She,
I mean, he capitulated to Frankenstein.
Yeah. You know, and again, Trump Justice for All becomes number one song on iTunes. That's awesome, guys. I'm telling you right now. They don't like that one bit, Shady.
Uh-huh. No, DeSantis. Yeah. Where's DeSantis? DeSantis have a song up there, Jeff? Is his like number four or something?
He doesn't have one, does he?
No, that one.
Well, he did have a song. He did have a song somebody wrote for him. I can't remember. Somebody will know it in the chat.
Meatball. Wow.
Meatball. Yeah, that won't go anywhere. But it was,
I took a hit on
good.
That one.
So NBC News analysis admits SVB was a Democratic ATM.
You look at which bank this is. This is the Silicon Valley Bank. This is a startup bank. This is also oftentimes the Democratic ATM bank of all those investors. And so the fact that you don't have these individuals, the investors that invest in the people. So the fact that you don't have someone actually talking from the administration and being so forceful, I do think that we're going to see our Republican, oh, you shouldn't bail this one out. Mm. And it's going to be, I think, very much on long political lines. If you actually.
Wow. It's along political lines.
Damn. Man. Democratic ATM. Where's the Republican ATM again? I didn't get the memo.
There is none.
there's not one?
No, I don't think there is. Is there? I mean, does
I don't
Trump
know.
Have...
Maybe the chat will tell us. I heard Elon was turning Twitter into a bank. Maybe that'll work. I don't know.
Yeah, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Let me go to this real quick, because there is something new in the Jake Chansley, or is it January 6th? Let me just double check this. Chuck Callisto posted this today. Let's check it out. This is body cam footage emerges from inside the Senate chamber rebuking. Can you read it, Shady?
Mm-hmm.
Rebuking the narrative created by the J6. You won't see this on CNN, Shady Group. Let's check it out. Time to go, Shady.
Up here, guys.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Look at that insurrection. How violent, Jaden.
Yeah, hot. Come on, let's go.
Send me people. Send them back downstairs.
Thank you, officers.
God bless you, guys. Thank you for your patience. We really appreciate it.
Not as glorious in person, is it? Not as glorious. It smells like an old church. Thank you, guys.
We got to send them out there.
Look at how violent they are, Shady.
Let's go.
Beat him.
Let's go.
So so let me get this straight, Shady. He's spending 4 years in jail for doing what the officer said to do and being, or did he point his weapon, the flag, at him and they're all scared? What is going on, guys? This guy is going to spend 4 years in jail for that? Are you kidding me?
Boy, it's very interesting being back on Twitter and watching the left converse about this subject and the way that they are attacking the Kevin McCarthy and the Tucker Carlson and the release of the tapes about him. It's just really interesting. They don't have anything else to bemoan about because that's all they're doing 24/7, and it doesn't make any sense. You can't line it up. You're like, where? Show us what he did that was violent. Show us where he deserved to be in prison for 4 years. The reason he's in prison for 4 years is because he became a symbol. The dress with the hat and the war paint became a symbol, and they wanted everybody else to get the message. So him being in prison for 4 years is a message to you to sit down, shut the bleep up, and stop talking about it. That's the message.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's innocent, guys. I mean, he's a fed. See how this disinfo weaves in through this movement, guys?
They love it.
His tattoos
are fake.
Oh, and remember, he was a pedophile too once.
Yes, he was. That's what they said.
Yeah. All right. So here's a cool documentary on Pfizer and why they're never sued. Check this out, Shady Grove. You're going to love this.
Since shutting down Pfizer was unthinkable, Pfizer and the feds cut a deal. And here's how they did it. Pfizer, located here in New York, owns a company named Pharmacia Corporation, which owns another company called Pharmacia and Upjohn LLC, which owns Pharmacia and Upjohn Company LLC, which in turn owns Pharmacia and Upjohn Company Incorporated. What does Pharmacia and Upjohn Company Incorporated do? Nothing. It's a shell created to be a legal shield for Pfizer. In other words, if Pfizer was at risk of being convicted, the shell company would take the hit. Think of it as the great-great-grandson of the parent company. Birthday, March 27, 2007. Just in time to plead guilty in a kickback case against a company Pfizer had acquired a few years earlier. With that conviction, Pharmacia and Upjohn Company Incorporated, which had never sold so much as a single pill, was excluded from Medicare. 2 years later, when Pfizer was in trouble with Bextra, Pharmacia and Upjohn Company Incorporated, the shell company, stepped up again and pleaded guilty. It was like having an imaginary friend. An imaginary bad guy to take the rap. And Pfizer, too big to nail, is still doing business with the federal government.
It is true that if a company is created to take a criminal plea, but it's just a shell, the impact of an exclusion is minimal or non-existent.
Did the punishment fit the crime? Pfizer says yes. It paid nearly $1.2 billion in a criminal fine for Bextra, the largest fine ever. It paid $1 billion more to settle civil suits, although it denies wrongdoing on allegations it illegally promoted 12 other drugs. In all, Pfizer lost the equivalent of 3 months' profit. But even Mike Laux, who spent more than a decade prosecuting some of the largest drug companies in the country, isn't sure that $2 billion is enough to make Big Pharma clean up its act.
I worry that the incentives are so great, the money is so great, that has maybe made it dealing with us, the Department of Justice, as just a cost of doing business.
So, Drew, what does Pfizer have to say about all this?
Anderson, nothing on camera. After a lot of back and forth, we got a phone conversation with the company's chief compliance officer. He told us, look, Pfizer takes full responsibility for illegally promoting Bextra, and to prevent it from happening again, here's what Pfizer said it's done. It set up a leading-edge system. It monitors sales reps, tracking prescription sales and proactively looking for signs that its people are illegally promoting these drugs.
So is Pfizer doing this voluntarily?
No.
not all voluntary. Pfizer, they had to sign what's called a corporate integrity agreement with the Department of Health and Human Services. Basically, the executives at Pfizer have to sign on the dotted line to say that their company is going to comply with the law.
But, I mean, you look at this thing, and, I mean, if Pfizer is too big to fail, and even the biggest fine in history is just a few months' profit, then what's going to stop it from illegally promoting other drugs?
Critics say, Anderson, nothing. Nothing. They think that this is really, even though it's a big, big fine, you know, what, $2 billion, they say, look, it is a cost of doing business. And until, even the prosecutor, until and unless somebody goes to prison, somebody high up goes to prison, and or the company is banned from selling drugs to Medicare or Medicaid, this activity, like it has in the past with so many other companies, will continue.
True. Thanks. Keep in mind.
Dasting report. Hey, Shady?
Wow. So it seems to me like, you know, we went from, oh, we were investigating Pfizer to now brought to you by Pfizer. How did that happen?
You know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Wow, what a they little cash infusion, and then all of a sudden, like, where did those Pfizer stories go? Oh, I think we put them in the file cabinet, Anderson. Don't worry about those Pfizer stories. Let's just move on to hate Trump. Where's your TDS? Get your TDS riled up.
And the DOJ launches a probe into SVB collapse.
Okay, thank you. Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
I didn't ask to borrow money.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a brief. Here, check this out.
It independent of the White House, and we're told that it does include the possibility or a probe into possible insider trading by SVB executives. For his part, President Biden is laughing off questions about the bank's collapse like this with the Australian Prime Minister.
Thank you.
He said, I didn't ask to borrow money. He is calling for Congress to step in and crack down on bank executives. But in Congress, there is some uncertainty about whether or not this Silicon Valley bank failure could happen again. And if it does, if deposits would then be refunded with bank fees again.
Is it a bailout in your view?
Well, I think the question is, will there ever be taxpayer dollars on the line? And so far, we've been told that that's not going to be the case, that they'll figure out within the federal government a response that won't require taxpayer contribution. We'll keep a strong eye on that, I promise you.
Well, many in Congress have been already, and some are ready to call this a bailout.
It is absolutely a bailout. That, look, we have, again, community banks across the nation are bailing out depositors in Silicon Valley, California, New York, maybe even perhaps from China. So this is a bailout. They're going to pass that fee on to community banks, every bank in America.
And this bank failure is a new wrinkle in a run-up to an expected re-election announcement where President Biden likes to talk a lot about the success of his economic plan coming out of the pandemic. He will be here later on this evening for a fundraiser in Las Vegas, the power center of Democratic politics.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he needs a fundraiser now, Shady.
Yeah, he needs a fundraiser. I wanted to, real quick, I found a picture I wanted to share with everybody. Just so you guys know, this is a public service announcement from the MG show. Did you know that Pfizer makes Advil, Xanax, Zoloft, Neurolipitor, Celebrex, Chantix, Gabrayton, Viagra, Robitussin, Dimetapp, ChapStick, Preparation H, Sensodyne Toothpaste, Centrum Vitamins, and Nexium? So just a heads up out there to let everybody know who Pfizer really is.
Wow.
This has been a public service announcement for the MG show.
And the Oscars are brought to you by
Pfizer.
That's right. All right. So we're going to.
Viagra. Wow. The little blue pill.
Oh, my God. Right? Jeez. Sorry. I tell you, you know, it's okay. You know, some people need a little pick 'em up every now and again.
I'm leaving that right there.
I am too. And we're going to get out of here with, you know, another great song. We've got JT Wild on the cuff, Shady Groove. Here we go. We're going to do Living in the Matrix. We got a song written about us, and JT Wild, it's us. Are you listening to the Shady Groove? And we love you guys very much. We'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday. Hump Day.
Wednesday.
Right here on the MG Show.
Let's do it.
Another 2 hours. Wow, crazy. See you guys tomorrow.
And I always.
Here it is. I broke it.
Let's go.
Maybe not. Let's go. Let's go, Shady. What do you think? We got it? Is it?
We do. I need to write you.
I don't know, man.
It's gonna stop.
Are you living in the matrix? Listening to the Shady Groove. All right, so maybe we're just gonna get out of here. We love you guys very much. Much love. See you guys tomorrow. Bye. Clear.